Okay, okay. First things first.
This is the first day of my life.
First time.
First time.
The first time.
Just like seeing her
for the first time again.
My first.
So, Ben, you are taking us back to when you were 18 years old. Can you remind us what you've chosen this morning?
I've chosen my first gap year, which is, I suppose, a formative time in a lot of young people's lives. Yeah. And it was for me too.
What were you like coming out of high school?
What was I like?
Yeah. Take us back to your 18-year-old self.
I reckon I had quite a big ego as an 18-year-old. I felt like I was very confident for now being a bit older and understanding how little I know about the world. But I suppose that's what comes with being 18 and young.
Where did you grow up? Where were you leaving from?
We grew up in Canberra.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Been in Canberra my whole life, and you know, it's a very homebody type of town. So for me it was kind of a big jump into the wider world, because
yeah.
Canberra can be this insular little bubble that is very nice, but yeah, it's nice to broaden the horizons.
So how long was the trip planned for? What was the gap year plan?
I think it was meant to be like 2 months, but ended up being like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But we ended up like obviously staying, and I suppose it became a very kind of formative trip in terms of direction.
And one of the locations for you that really stood out on this trip, that formative moment, was in Spain. Tell me about Spain. What happened?
Well, there was a whole group of us. We're in San Sebastian. We kind of spent a few days there, but then one night we kind of decided we didn't want to go out anywhere or do anything. And so there's a little castle for people who have been there that is on the top of this cliff overlooking the ocean. And we thought it'd be a good idea to try and sneak into that and climb up the mountain and go to the top of the castle and blast music out over the ocean all night.
So did you do it?
We did.
How did you sneak in?
Isn't not guarded. It's probably guarded now because idiots like us were trying to do that. But I don't know. It felt very kind of exciting sneaking up and working up this hill and no one's around, and it basically ending up at this castle at the top of the hill.
Wow.
Where we proceeded to play music out into the ocean.
How liberating. And with the castle, was it quite echoey hearing all this music playing out?
Well, yeah, I suppose the sheer space and perspective, like looking out, obviously it's, you kind of see the darkness of the ocean and the night sky and the stars.
Yeah.
But yeah, it did have this kind of expansive feeling to it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
One of the songs that you played out was this from Coldplay, and we're going to find out what it means to you right after this. Ben from Safia joining you for My First. This is Coldplay, Every Teardrop Is a Waterfall. It's Coldplay, Every Teardrop Is a Waterfall, brought to you by Ben from Safia, who is doing My First this morning. Now, Ben, that one soundtracked your first gap year, your first overseas trip, but a particular moment. Where does Coldplay come in?
I distinctly remember that song playing, and as with any Coldplay song, you know, it's meant to evoke this euphoric, loving feeling. That's why they're so good as a stadium band, because it just fills the stadium just full of joy. And so all of us just obviously having the best time in the world. And then I distinctly remember a friend of mine giving me that motivational speech to go, dude, you guys should go for it. Like, have a go at music. And I think that moment distinctly, I remember being like, you know what? No, let's have a proper go.
Wow.
Like, let's just try and write some stuff and put it out and just keep trying to get better.
And that's a pretty big realization to have in your first year out of school, you know?
Yeah, I suppose it is. Like I said, music was always something I'd just done.
Mm.
But yeah, I suppose I'd always approached it with a sense of, yeah, it's probably not going to happen, which is healthy, I think. But I think Dan was like, you know what, why not? Why can't I just try and at least have a go? And then if it doesn't work, it's cool. So.
And what a song as well, because you mentioned that you're playing out this music in this church and it's just expanding over the horizon in front of you. What kind of relationship do you have with Coldplay?
Okay, everyone has to put like a disclaimer when they say they're a Coldplay fan in front of it. I don't know why, but for me, it's, yeah, I've always loved Coldplay. They're my not so guilty pleasure because, you know, they're the comfort blanket band. If I go back to, you know, I always listen to new stuff that's pushing the boundaries for me musically and inspiring me. But when I just want to go back and be like, I just want a warm hug from something, Coldplay.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got everything from 100% cheese to some incredibly experimental, really cool, interesting pop. And yeah, just something about the songwriting and Chris's voice does something for me.
I love that. You're going to snuggle up to Chris Martin's voice. So special.
Yeah.
So I want to know, Ben, what would you say to someone right now who's about to embark on their gap year? Should they do some risque activity? Should they sneak into an old building?
Yeah, within reason. Apply common sense and logic. But yes, I think there are certain times and moments that feel right. And even if they're a little bit risque, sometimes it, you know, when it feels right, it feels good.
Pays off.
Yeah.
And you might have a formative moment like you did. Ben, thank you so much for taking us back to that moment in Spain, your first gap year, first overseas trip. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.